I hope life treats you kind. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. I wish you
that needs to be heard. Woo!
Yeah.
Where are we?
Live from Hollyweed.
That's Tess.
And that's Sasha.
And we are the Cool Nerd Weed Show, live on Adobe Radio. How's everything feeling?
It feels good.
The home studio feels good?
It feels really good.
We do sound checks like professionals, but you know, you never know what's going to happen when the mic goes live.
It's impossible to tell.
It's Kim Possible. So we are live every single week on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. We're back. We're live. This was another week in the calendar that happened.
This is true. A full 7 days has passed since you last heard us live on Adobe Radio.
Yes. And, we were talking about stuff to talk about before the show. And it hasn't been, like, a crazy eventful, like, weed week. But, like, behind the scenes, not underneath them. You don't go underneath
scenes. Underneath the scenes? I don't know. I've been underneath some scenes.
I know. Maybe that's why I said it. Underneath the scenes.
Underneath the scene. With Sasha and TS.
Underneath the scene. There has been stuff going on, was my point. That, like, you know, we'll talk about in a little bit. But it's an election year, so these issues, these hot button issues. Well, is cannabis even a hot button issue anymore?
It's polarizing.
It's still polarizing.
It's polarizing. Really.
Do people still disagree on whether or not we should be smoking weed legally? Is that still an issue?
There's still a few people out there.
Well, what's going on with those guys?
We're changing minds, and people's opinions every day. There's more people on board with cannabis. And cannabis business and just use participation in cannabis.
Here's the thing. Tiaz and I usually smoke before the show, and we didn't. So we're going to do that right now while we're on the air. We were setting up these ring lights because we're trying to do, give you content. Isn't that what you people want? Don't you people want us?
Yeah, so we're going to have some video up for you later on.
But it did take
us
a full hour to put up the ring lights and figure out where they should go. Because we're not in a studio right now. We're in our home studio. We miss our Adobe studios, but as soon as it's safe and sound to go back there consistently, we're using the garage studios, which sound pretty decent.
We have the same mics.
We do. Thank you, courtesy of Adobe Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So we're doing our best, you know, but we didn't get to smoke because we were doing some
tech production.
Stuff. Yeah.
We were in a pre-production.
We were doing our little sound checks. But we got it done. So we're going to do our our bong rip because one thing about not being in a studio is that we can smoke on the air. So you can hear me cough into your ear every week live on Adobe Radio at 8 p.m.
Just like hanging out with the nerds in real life.
That's what the show is. It's
what are we smoking?
Okay. So right now.
Right now. I'm dying over here.
Get ready. So this is from our cookies run.
Oh, yeah.
Like 100 years ago. And this is Floracal Farms. Jet Fuel Gelato number 4. Cultivated in July.
It's fresh.
Manufactured in August. Oh, yeah, that's just fresh. 26.9%. Total cannabinoids. Jet Fuel Gelato.
That is Jet Fuel
Gelato. Sorry, that's my air conditioner.
Fuel-y and There's little cookie flavor in there.
Yes. A little bit.
But
yeah.
It's more the OG and the diesel-y fuel comes through.
It does. But it's kind of like got that like Swedish gelato.
It's got on the back. And it's on your tongue. It's still, there's a little sweetness there.
It is. It's kind of good. I really like it.
A delicate sweetness.
Laura Cal. Now you said that white label, huh?
They do a lot of white labeling.
What's white labeling for people that don't know?
White labeling is where you would, they put their beautiful flowers in somebody else's, in a jar with somebody else's name and logo on it.
Okay. So, well.
And it's not a bad thing.
It's not. Well, certainly not for FloraCal.
Not for FloraCal. I mean,
it's not a bad thing.
No, not.
Especially if you produce good product. I think we saw a lot of iffy products be white labeled over the last couple years. And I think that's, we got a little bit concerned about it. But I feel like better and better products are white labeling now.
But whatever's in their jars, in their label is... is
so if they put their
premium cannabis.
So who would be a person that would get their weed white labeled? Like, why would you?
Our Ignite, our buddy, old buddy Dan Blazarian.
So he wants to be in the weed business, doesn't know how to grow weed, but knows people that do.
Yes, at that point.
So those people put their flowers in his jar.
Yes,
and that's a white label.
And you can find this information out if you just look on the jar. It'll tell you where.
There's usually QR codes.
Where there's a QR code, and they'll tell you where it's grown, manufactured, at least the quality.
Yeah, this one doesn't have a QR code, but I guess since it's like FloraCal,
it's their own.
Yeah, but like if you get stuff from like Cookies and stuff. Yeah, out here in California, I'm sure it's the same other places too.
Small batch, artisanal flour.
Everything's artisanal in it. It's good though.
This one I could actually back as
for sure.
It's as advertised.
I think like you kind of have to be when you're doing weed now. You kind of can't. I was watching we talked about this a few weeks ago. The Jim Belushi show, The Next Marijuana Millionaire, or whatever it is. Is that what it is? No, that's not what it is.
No, that was the other one.
That's the other one.
That's Big Mice.
That's Big Mice. What's the Jim Belushi? It's called something. I should look that up before I start talking about it. But he was just on Bill Maher promoting it. And I think his main point was that you can't bullshit it anymore. Like, you can't be a Bilzerian anymore. You can, but you're going to waste a lot of money doing that. Not knowing what you're doing, I guess. Does that make sense?
The learning curve, if you don't have the right people around you.
Growing Belushi. Yeah, I should have just guessed that. but his thing was like, he was on Bill Maher, and he was, Bill Maher is, I guess, an avid cannabis smoker and stuff. But he is recreational in his use. I don't think he does understand quite as well as most about medicinal. I just think he's like a hippie who smokes weed. Jim Belushi doesn't really smoke weed, but probably, I mean, I know he probably saw the money in weed and the opportunity in really learning how to grow it. So I haven't watched the show or anything. I don't know when it premieres. It's on Discovery or something. But he was rattling off things that he's doing for his company. And they were very detailed, and they were very, he was talking about, the pH balance, he was talking about his nutrients, he was talking about how long to wash weed for. Like, he was talking about growing weed in a way that I really don't hear a lot of, weed executives, quote-unquote, do. And it was, kind of cool to see a celebrity not just be like, this is a really healing plant, and it's just gonna... he was, actually talking about what it is and how to make it and how to grow your own medicine.
Getting down with the nuts and bolts of actually growing.
Which is, Bill Maher, he's like, I'm... And, as he was talking about it, he was like, I can see you're glazing over because I'm talking about how to grow weed and nobody cares except for farmers who... This is their passion. And he kind of discovered that, that was his passion. So I thought that was kind of cool for him not to exploit it. And he also said that if John Belushi, the late John, was just stopped at weed, he would be still alive. I think he said Dan Aykroyd told him that once. So I thought that was also pretty touching.
That is. Jim Belushi is in. He's in Oregon, and there was wildfires up there.
Oh, the fires! Cheers. And, we're gonna do and drinking wine. We're gonna talk about the fires
cheers.
In a second.
And a fire almost took out his plantation.
Shit, that's crazy.
In where is he? He's like Western Oregon.
Wow. Well, damn.
So you know, it's not easy for anybody. It's challenging.
And that's kind of like what I was kind of getting at. Like, when you're a farmer, like, you know, there's not many, many jobs like that where that's kind of your identity, you know, like if your shit goes up, that's who you are. And I think nobody's like really safe from that. So if you get into weed as like a big cannabis investor, like, you know, a Bilzerian type, and you just start white labeling or doing like turnkey, like dispensaries and grows and stuff like that, it just seems to me this last year change has kind of weeded out the people who can't hack it. Is that also a pun? I'm not sure. Like, you know, and it's still filled with chads.
It's
don't get me wrong.
Full of chads,
it is chad full, chock full of chads.
They by now, they know that they either fouled up by not investing in a good farmer,
right?
Not finding the right farmer. Cultivator is a
right. Sorry, yes, cultivator.
You know, they're farmers. They're basically farmers.
Yeah.
And they're realizing that without the right farmer, that their product, the end product, is not going to be what they think it's going to be.
Yes.
Potentially.
And many know that most of our good weed is cultivated in the environment, and it's cultivated, you know, by cultivators who have been doing this for, especially out here on the West, for a very long time. Much like Napa Valley, much like
the grape
section of California, which is quite beautiful, which we'll touch on right now because they are going through it right now real bad. It's not a good scene up there right now. People, it's interesting how many people I've been reading are like, they really are split. Like some, especially cannabis cultivators up there, because they're the same in the same kind of little area. They don't want to leave. They can't leave.
They can't leave now. Now is a,
how can they leave? Well, it's harvesting time.
It's like if you've had an outdoor grow that you've been growing, nurturing.
It's now
since spring, in a true outdoor fashion.
All your hard work. Oh my god.
And this fire is coming, bearing down on you, and you live in a mountain. Generally, it's rural mountain community. You are, you're not going to leave. You're not going to want to leave.
Yeah.
They are under orders to evacuate, and you know, you're on your own at that point. You're pretty much on your own anyway, that far into the mountains of Northern California.
For sure.
But when you, once emergency services are just trying to fight fires, then you're, that's it. You're on your own. So the locals have sort of, there's like 40 legal, out of this particular area.
Yeah.
There's 40 legal grows and many other illegal grows.
Right. Excuse me. I'm like coughing into the mic this whole time.
People know.
The
Emerald Triangle. Yeah. It's, at this time of year, it's, you're very, very close to harvesting.
Yeah, man.
Very close.
It's a complete loss. No matter what, no matter how you look at it, if your farm is affected, if your grow is affected, so you kind of just, it's really tough. You want to, it looks like because it's such a community out there, and it's also a, like the cannabis community has been like built for so long out there that it looks like instead of just fire enforcement, fire and law enforcement going in and being like, you have to get out, it looks like firemen until they have to are trying to help the situation, aka not like try and like, I don't know, there's like ways you can like divert fires and shit like that. They can't anymore. And I think for a while I was reading the LA Times, that part of the world, they were just like, out, we don't give a shit about your crops because we don't, and you're gonna die. But I think it's just like Napa now. Like Napa, they would protect in a lot of ways, and the houses and the people who own the houses. And I think they're doing the same with Emerald, with the Emerald Triangle. But the fires are growing so rapidly, and complete mandatory evacuations are coming up really, like they're there pretty much. So I can't imagine.
But you
can't, other than the fires being like, put out,
you can't force people to leave.
You can't. You can't. And no, you can't.
They're going to stay if there's millions like of dollars of crops in the ground.
It's
right
like
now.
You can't. You can't. And I like that's
there that are also. I was OK. So a few years back, the fires happened. This is not new for California.
Right.
And
right.
Remember, there was a fire. And we were getting all of this flour that smelled like smoke for a
right.
while.
It's a complete loss. It's a complete like loss. You have a little bit of fire.
You're like, I'm sorry, I can't take it. It smells like it was dried over a campfire, and it's a bummer.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
And usually they don't have like I think that's why I like kind of feel. It's like they don't have anybody to help them. You know, they're on their own out there. There's no cell reception. There's no like, there's like language barriers to deal with. And it looks like there are more people in the community that realize there are millions of dollars at stake. So everybody needs to band together and communicate. And hopefully the fires will be contained before everybody loses their shit. Because the way it's looking is like the for the grapes, for Napa Valley, I mean, everything's looking pretty grim, pretty bad for that. I don't really know how to grow wine, so I'm not sure if it's like a whole harvest. Like, to grow, it's really hard to grow weed. It takes a really long time to like, get it right. It takes a lot of plants to get a really, really good one. And if you're making it at mass scale, it's like, this is a shit ton of money. So, yeah. Our hearts go out to them, for sure.
Oh, my God. Yes. Our people in everybody in Northern California, just be safe and try to
communicate. Everybody talk. Everybody take care of each other.
Look out for your neighbors.
Please do. Listen to the firemen's and the policemen's when you have to, but also protect your family and your money. Please. Please, 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 please stay safe, because they're all just so fucked up. and you know.
We need your cannabis.
We do. We really do. We can't have a shortage of cannabis. That's like, that would be fucking 2020, as the fires would take away all of the United States's, the Western United States' cannabis. Just, it would just go away. No, that
horrible.
That could never happen. It won't. It won't, and we'll be okay. But yeah, be safe. Be safe, California and Oregon's. But also, it is pretty interesting how much anxiety that just gave me. Like, me thinking about how there might... Could you... Just wait just for
okay,
a second.
Okay.
Can you... Could you think, like, what if, like, shit was gone? Like from a fire, a natural disaster,
yeah.
Something you cannot control. Not man-made, it's just whatever happened. It's just nature. What would we do?
If a fire...
We'd have to live on downtown weed for the rest of our downtown warehouse weed for the rest of our...
Oh, my God. I know that this Floracal is growing up in near Napa.
Sure. I mean, most good stuff that you smoke is grown there.
And I... You know, if
not knocking indoor, you know, indoor grows, but
hey, they have beautiful outdoor greenhouses.
Yes, absolutely.
In this area, there's greenhouse.
California's a beautiful place to grow weed, but there's just a lot of acres up there. So, my hope is that they can get a handle on it soon. It's supposed to be really hot this week over here too. So please, everybody, just if you're listening up there, listen to the nerds. And just be a little careful. A little to a lot. A little to very. I'm trying to look for a song to play. What song should I play?
London's Burning.
No, I was gonna. I was actually gonna play
Los Angeles.
I was
burning.
Gonna. I was
some Bad Religion.
I was, but then I thought that would be too on the nose.
Too on the nose.
Yeah, yeah, too on the nose. We'll play. You know what I'll play? I don't know. I think I want to play some of the Used.
Call in for your request.
Oh my god, they don't even do that on the real radio. Well, we're gonna play.
the request line is open.
that's not just so not to show you how the sausage is made, but that's not how it works. We're going to play The Used. I think The Used is appropriate. We're going to play The Used, take a break, and we will be right back.
North, and this song is called This Mess.
Yeah.
Yo, we're 5 North, and this song is called This Mess. Try to run away, no luck now, and I can't relate. A self-inducing walking nightmare, fall into a dream. Sometimes hitting rock bottom's bad luck. It feels better than the things I can't give up, the things I can't connect with. So I push them away.
Get out of this mess.
That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
It is the Cool Nerd Weed Show. I decided to get real emo, played some of the Used, took a break, came back on some 5 North. I think that was a probes. We depressed ourselves with that last little shenanigans. But, you know, we're just reporters. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. I was about to do programming stuff. We don't have anything going on. We got nothing. I'm just kidding. We do, actually. We are having fun. Stay tuned. Keep your eyes on the Cool Nerd Weed Show because, you know, people just won't stop talking about weed.
Can't stop.
And we are people.
Sometimes. Most of the time.
Right. We aren't people in the traditional sense. I just meant it in the way that I use that term. Yeah, it's so important right now to be informed and to be informed with the right things. And we give you our Scouts honor. I actually dropped out of Girl Scouts. Were you a Boy Scout? You probably were.
I was.
Were you a fucking like Eagle Scout?
No, I never
was. Okay, really?
I dropped out.
Okay. I was going to say, was it like on some technicality shit? Because you're pretty Eagle Scouty. Like,
well, I took all
like, their... TS and I could be going to like lunch at the park and he'll have like a full ass cooler, like a car full of blankets and like flares. You had a cheese grater once. Like,
the microplane
incident. Yeah.
I whipped up some Beyond Burgers.
I know. We made mess.
National Forest.
We made mac and cheese on a gas, like hot plate situation. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Anyways, yeah, so you are very, it's good to be prepared.
Be prepared.
And we have our scouts' honor. You have our scouts' honor that we're telling the truth and we are giving you the best possible information that we can get. And we're being honest about what we're saying. And that's the whole point of this show is that, you know, we work in the industry and we've been in it for a while. And, it, you know, we've seen the changes and we've seen some things. And we don't want you finding out shit the wrong way. And we don't want you being misinformed. And we don't want you taking this lightly either. Cannabis is important.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Everything's important right now. So cannabis might as well be fucking one of them. So pay attention to us. God damn, I don't mean to yell at you. But no, I mean it. Cannabis is important right now as medicine and as a recreational product, as a product to as something that we can consume that will help us in the long run. It's a God-given plant that has gifted us with a lot. So there can and will be misinformation out there. And all of this is kind of my little lead into just fucking vote. So that was my 2-minute speech on this is probably going to be a voting centric little segment of the show because I don't know, man. There's not much else that's important right now.
It's still
in America. In America, if you're not in America, then you're laughing
at us.
Yeah, just
right
keep
now.
Watching and laughing. Enjoy the show. I hope you're having fun.
America is a giant reality TV
show. If you're in Canada
and you're
watching us, just you know, keep laughing. I would be too. It's hilarious.
Over. If you are in America, it
just
is
fucking
not
vote.
Too late.
Oh, no.
To register to vote. And you can go to adobe.com/vote.
Yeah, you can. And so I thought, so I'm going home for a couple months at the end of the year, home to New Jersey, which we will talk about in just a second. All sorts of cannabis stuff is happening in New Jersey. But I thought I was going to have to be on the road for Election Day. And I was just going to, you know, cast my ballot in the mail. I was going to do that anyway. I'm going to just cast my ballot in the mail, get in there. I always have troubles when I vote, except for this past election. But every time I vote for my whole life, I've always gotten, you're not registered. You have the wrong address. You have to go to that polling place. I've always gotten that too. That will happen to you this year, probably, wherever you are. That might be prepared this year. Vote by mail. If you want to go in person, I'm not telling you not to. Wear a mask. Get there fucking early. Tell your boss, if you have to go to work, that you will be gone on November 3rd for a few hours to vote. I think I'm going to volunteer to work at a poll, to work at my local polling place. If you are able to do that. Work at your local polling place. Please. I have never said that. I have never wanted to say that. That's something I never thought I was going to say. I fucking hate elections. I hate politics. I hate everything about it. But I want to be involved this year. And that I think if you're able, you should too. Because this is actually the year where it's going to make, oh God, a difference.
So apparently only 61% of the voting population actually voted in the last election.
Well, that everybody was very like, that's a really low number.
That's really low. So what you're going to do is you're going to register to vote. And if you can, you can vote by mail. It's not too late. Or go in person. And I did. I registered to be a poll worker
already. I'm
so
do it
if they call me, I'm going to be there.
I want to. I really do. I know a lot of people who do it. Who do it back home.
There's a 2-hour class. And then you're good to go. You stay there all day. You're in it to win it. It's a long day.
Back in New York, in Brooklyn, I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends, a lot of my old friends and family who volunteered at their local poll place. And I'm not saying everything is corrupt everywhere, but yes, I am. So if you can be there to help make it not that way, please do. There was a lot of corruption in the last few elections, a lot of gerrymandering, a lot of voter stifling, a lot of voices trying to be smothered. This is not the year for that shit at all. So, like, this is not the year to let that happen. You can't. And if you aren't doing something this year, you're doing nothing, which is not my point of view usually. I am a lazy activist. I do the bare minimum. I can't do that this year. It's irresponsible of me to do that this year. And if like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, if I'm doing a rallying cry, you know it's a rally. Because, like...
Everybody best be on board.
It's like, I'll wait until the very end.
You're out there working the polls during election day, then that's serious business.
That's very serious business. And you if... I think if you can, you should this year. see it for your own face. Make sure things are going down the way they should, the way it's supposed to be in the Constitution. And make sure things are happening, you know, the way the law says and and stuff like that. So I encourage you to do that. I also encourage you to pay attention to the entire ballot and to pay attention to your local cannabis propositions, because whatever state you're in, it's more likely than not there's going to be a cannabis thought. Maybe it's just a little wink of a proposition.
Coming to a polling place on a ballot near you in your state.
Coming to a ballot near you.
Sooner than later.
So what are those states? One of those fine states, I should say. And I will say, is New Jersey. I love the Jersey of New. I do. And I got a lot of hope for that state. Me and Kevin Smith, we both love New Jersey very much. I think we're the only two people in the United States
who really truly love
New Jersey. I do. I always have. New Jersey's old. It's like, it's got roots. I just love New Jersey so good. So
it's a lot of history.
Oh, just old history. If anything is more American, it is New Jersey.
So you got the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's the thing. It wasn't George Washington coming over to the Hudson during the Revolutionary War, or Aaron Burr getting shot in front of the Empire State Building on the Hudson River. It's the Bruce Springsteen. It's the boss. No, you know what it actually is? It's
Born in the USA, baby.
No, it's Bon Jovi. That's
Bon Jovi. Oh my God. Billy
I'm just
Joel?
Kidding. I hear you. No, Billy Joel's from Long Island.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Which is also a very fine place. But I don't know what they're doing with weed. New Jersey. You know, you'd think I would know the New Jersey. Is there a New Jersey song? I'm going to look it up. But they.
Like Cleveland Rocks.
Yeah. But, New Jersey. Or like the Simpsons when they did the Buffalo, the city that always sleeps.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up. So, any Hooters. Hooters also, Route 3. Great Hooters in New Jersey.
Jersey girls, come on.
Come on. You don't get much better. Jersey girls and boys. Are you kidding me? Oh God. This is not a children's show. Put your kids to bed. There's some crazy shit that goes down in New Jersey. And some attractive people and some douchebags. And those douchebags don't want weed on the ballot, that's for sure. But you know, it's looking good over there.
But not
so,
that many of them.
Not that many of them. So It's getting close. November's coming. Right. Everything's
New
happening.
New Jersey.
Canvas. So everything's going to happen there. A lot of things are going to happen there. New Jersey is going to... The governor of New Jersey, we've been talking about this since he's been elected in office. Phil Murphy, right? Murphy. He's been trying to get weed legal there. His big thing was the first 90 days that he was in office, he was going to get it legal. Obviously, that didn't happen. People were not stoked with whatever was being proposed. It wasn't right yet. I was like, who's this guy? They had it on a couple like different tables a couple different times, but it didn't really get anywhere. So cut to 2020 and coronavirus happens. Coronavirus takes over the world. New Jerseyans, I guess, see what's happened with weed over the pandemic, especially out here in California and many other places where it has been deemed essential. it is an essential business, like a restaurant or a pharmacy or a doctor or anything of the like. So they've seen that. They've also seen that weed actually can calm you down a little bit when you're feeling the panics that you're going to die every day.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I know I, from personal experience, have found some comfort during the pandemic when you were in Florida and everybody was in their respective places hunkered down. But weed was essential, so it was delivered to my door. I found so much fucking comfort in that, that it saved me on many occasion. Taking a legal gummy at night to fall asleep and not worry whether or not I'm going to wake up in the morning because coronavirus entered my closed house somehow, it was really helpful.
It's very, cannabis is extremely helpful for the anxiety that we're all feeling right now.
So a big poll went out, big cannabis poll went out in New Jersey. And so it looks like the numbers are kind of all over the place. Like, a bunch of people were like, okay, the coronavirus, what does the coronavirus have to do with weed? But the majority was like, there was like 65%.
65% of the population is totally like, in favor.
Oh, yeah, I like weed.
Totally in favor of.
Well, look at that. So, never thought I'd say it, but thank you. No, I can't think coronavirus. You still suck, coronavirus. Go away.
Well,
but the one thing you do is give us legal weed in New Jersey, then...
Well, okay, they only said that all of these people, that 65% support cannabis, but 20% of those people that said yes changed their mind because of the coronavirus.
Yes. Yes. They
And a few people said they denied it, like less than 10%,
right,
said that they went the opposite way because of the coronavirus.
They opposed it because of the coronavirus. Yeah, that was a very small. That's, that was like 7% or something.
Very
yeah.
Ill-informed.
And some people, most people said, like people who were for it were still for it. People who were against it were still against it. So all in all, like it kind of, the numbers are weird. Like I said, all in all, it looks like, I'm going to say, we've got some converts because the coronavirus scared them into believing the correct thing, which is weed is good for you, and or weed needs to be taken seriously. Maybe it's not good for you. Who knows? Like maybe you are sick from it, or maybe you have something that can't be helped with cannabis. You won't know unless weed becomes destigmatized and taken off of all sorts of schedule warning. And it looks like it might go recreational this year.
It's very, very possible.
I don't know.
We will know on November 4th.
There's
for sure.
Very big initiative in New Jersey. They did a whole, I think it's called, NJ Can 2020. Well, that's kind of catchy. NJ
Can 2020.
There's cannabis.
There's actually people putting money into legalization, and there's pro-legalization ads running on TV right now. If you are in New Jersey,
how about that? That would blow my mind if I was living in New Jersey and I saw
like
that.
Suddenly, well, I don't know when they play them during CNN or
CNN,
football,
yeah,
or
yeah.
During the Cartoon Network.
Yeah, when you're watching like afternoon news, it's like, wait, I don't even know what they would be like.
I wouldn't.
We should find one. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess it's working, this initiative, because it looks like they're saying if New Jersey does this, which they might, if they go recreational, adult use, we should say, which is somehow different, adult use legalization, that it would be like a domino effect with the rest of like the Eastern Seaboard. So it would be like, New Jersey would go, New York would go, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, the tri-state area, so on. And it would be a bunch. Because, like, I think
Massachusetts is already on board.
Yes. And I think the thing is like, how they all share a border, basically. So once one is, you know, New York isn't going to want to lose their revenue to New Jersey.
No, not at all.
And vice versa. So they would be prudent to all states rights this bitch and go adult use.
If New Jersey, let's just say New Jersey goes adult use in November and New York sort of fades or, you know, they still stumble and they don't quite legalize. Is there going to be like a mass exodus every day to New York to New Jersey?
If there's not already. Nobody lives in New York. It's a city anyway. Not anymore. But yeah, I would assume that's why I feel like you can't really have one without the other. So many people live in New Jersey now and commute to New York for work. So I feel like I said, there's just no way. There's no way you can have one without the other. So I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if New Jersey was first, but I would feel like you'd have to follow, because it would be kind of, and there are Republicans who are like, no, no, we don't want
it. I found the yes to cannabis legalization.
You did?
Yeah. Let me send it to you.
Yes, please. Thanks. I'm going to accept it. Hi.
Let me just, Ziggy says.
Ziggy, did you just make a Quantum Leap reference? That's why we're friends.
That cannabis will be legal in New Jersey.
Ziggy did say that.
By the end of this year.
What was it? Wasn't the year 2020 that she lived or something?
The year was 2020. Yeah, well, you know, back in the 90s when that shit
was
on.
So long ago. Or was it 2050? I can't remember. It was something that like is going
to
happen.
If you want to go back to like Buck Rogers, when that was made in the 60s, they were like, the year was 1994. Like, whoa, my God.
Oh, wait, okay, so this looks good. Hold up.
Right now, every year, New Jersey wastes over $143 million arresting people for marijuana possession.
Shit.
Yes. 143,000,000. And we make over 32,000 of these arrests every single year, while murders and sexual assaults remain unsolved. Let's stop the waste of money, of time, and let police focus on actually protecting people. Vote yes on Public Question 1.
Public Question 1, motherfuckers!
One.
Vote yes on Public Question 1, bitches! That's going to be the name of the show.
New Jersey. Just fucking vote.
I've done this with you before. I have. On this show, I've gotten real with you, New Jersey. I've really looked you in the eye. And I feel like we've had some moments. We're going to have another one. You're going to go and you're going to vote.
That's a lot of money wasted prosecuting and...
It really is. Go check out that. Those are actually like pretty good spots. NJ Can 2020. Go watch them. They're informative. And we'll tell you too, because we're nerds and we love those numbers. But that's a lot of things. And I know from living in that state, cannabis was extremely illegal. I always talk about it. My friends were arrested. Kids. They've taken kids into jail for joints and small-time weed dealers. It was ridiculous out in New Jersey. It was the DARE program. Horrible. So please.
Yeah, let's reverse that.
Let's stop that. That sounded really that hopeful. Wrong. That it was did. Great. I was really happy
How
about
could
that.
You not be on board
yeah,
with that?
Yeah. Get it together.
The other 35% of you, please.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Please do. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to smoke a bowl out of the Super Mario bong, which I'm pretty excited about.
For pennies, I only say I hate how much you love acting crazy.
I like that song, though. It's a cool Nerd and Weird Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And then a weird show. We are live on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe, for letting us be goofballs on your radio network each and every Monday. We loves you. Check out all things that are Adobe, please, at adobe.com. Other podcasts that are amazing as well. And listen to us live because we're not going anywhere. We just talked about how much weed matters, like, emphatically. So please stick around, won't you? And be safe, too, because a lot of craziness is going on out there. And just fucking vote. So we are going to smoke weed out of a bong.
Yes.
Each week that we do this, I get excited because
Super Mario.
I never smoke out of glass anymore. I never
Either
do it.
Neither do I, actually.
Who do I think I am?
Darren asked me that. Like, he's like, do you ever use a bong?
Check out Dangerous Darren's show every Tuesday. TS is also on that show. And
featuring me.
Yeah, Darren. Yeah, featuring the TS. But do you ever smoke out of a bong?
Like, occasionally. And I talked about Super Mario Bong.
Love Super Mario Bong.
Should I just set it, go ahead and set
do
this
it.
Off?
Do it. You okay. do it. So All we're right. going to smoke. So now that we're in the garage, we can smoke wherever we want, however we want. And we used to smoke the Super Mario Bong back in the day. And we'd put our favorite weed of the week in there. And this week it's D30. Well, okay. So this is Source Weed. This is a brand called Source. They've been around for a minute. They're real hustlers. And they did it. They got it before. I think they really got it now. This is a strain called
Source has got it down.
This is D33. It's indica dominant. Yeah, it's indica dominant. It's very, I haven't tried it yet because I've been flapping my gams, flapping my mouth.
33. Where's the box? Right, let me grab the 30. Box.
Look, I saved the box. Did you see me save the box? Look,
I know.
What's
you
in the
saved
box?
Saved the box. What's in the box?
Weed. Weed's in the box.
Holy. Okay.
Talk
so this
about
comes
it.
In.
Tell me about
tipping
it.
Tipping the scales at 31.4% total cannabinoids.
Ooh.
That's 26.5% THC.
Did you hear me not cough right there?
And it passed all of the tests.
Isn't anybody? I hope I got that on video. Wow, and that's a lot of information.
This is fresh as well.
Mad fresh. When was it? When was it?
It was harvested on August 10th and packaged on the 15th of this month, September 15th, 2020, if you are following along at home.
Yeah, and if you're in the future.
If you're in the future.
Does it get better?
Let us know.
This is very good.
What is the
33? You look that up because I knew.
What
I,
is
I thought I knew.
33. I thought I knew too.
But everything I thought I've known.
is always
wrong. So let's just see what the internet says. Because it's an indica. It feels like an indica. And when you smoke a whole joint of it, it does. It's quite heady. But yeah, here you.
I feel, yeah, my head, it's like just relaxed. My whole face.
D33.
Strain review. Come on.
But you'd think if we were doing a review, we would have this pulled up, but we don't. Oh, it's Do-Si-Do and Gelato 33.
Okay. That makes sense.
So yes, that makes a lot of sense because that if you had a gun to my head, which don't do that, but if you do, I would say it would be Do-Si-Do and Gelato 33.
Wasn't Gelato 33 one of the favorites that came through back in the day? Because we had all the numbers.
We had a lot of numbers. Yeah. Yeah, we had one through.
We had
one through 32. So, at least.
So many. I thought there was like a 45 in
there,
there
was,
and there was a.
There was yeah, there was a 40 something. That was a plane.
Where did you get this? Was this delivered?
Yes,
from the delivery.
This
service.
Is from the delivery. So the delivery service, you know, is good, and it has. Great, it has a good selection for me. It's usually a little hoity-toity for it, but every so often they have Source, and usually they have these like new strains because I haven't seen I don't think I've ever seen this strain from source anywhere in the world. Have you?
I thought we had it.
We did?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember. But maybe, maybe. But this is, yeah, this came from Grassdoor, and I was so happy because it is hard to order weed. I will concede to that.
Yeah, the whole experience has changed. You can't smell anything
when you're
anymore.
At a dispensary.
Dude, you're actually at a dispensary, but it's almost.
It's a shell of its former self because the good thing was smelling weed and looking at it and you know, we got the jars and everything, and now you can't, even when we go to Cookies, you can't put your nose on something. So
yeah,
things have changed a bit.
That's over.
So it's encouraging to see good flower on a delivery site because you got to just trust the
name and
yes,
the brand.
Exactly. So Source, good job.
Good work, Source.
Thank you for providing us with a delicious delivery weed right to my door. If you're listening to this anywhere else in the world where that doesn't happen for you, I hope it does. Like New Jersey. Look at that. Look what you could have. Look, I am a Jersey girl. I am proof that this life is pretty great.
You are. Living proof. 100%.
When I get angry, my Jersey
100% Jersey.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I know. I get really, yeah, oh, come on over here. So follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Definitely go vote. Definitely, if you're in New Jersey, check out all of your voting proposition ones. If you're in Vermont, apparently they're doing psychedelics. We don't have time to talk about it. But if you're in Vermont, you might be in good shape too. All across the nation. All across the nation.
Oh, the whole world.
The whole world, get on board. And
don't panic.
It's organic.